This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of my favorite things in the morning is when I come into the studio in the break during the Al and Jerry warm-up show. They're always commenting on what infomercial is on one of the televisions from the overnight.
You ain't kidding.
And it's either the air fryer, which is a big hit with the guys. They love talking about the air fryer. It's some sort of pill that Larry King is pumping, right?
Usually, yes.
Right. And then today we had a new one.
I have to get this one.
It's keeping him alive.
Garlic or
garlic or something
else. Or Welch's grape juice.
Yes. One of the two. And then today we had a new one that Jerry was all over.
I need your help on this one, Boomer.
Okay. So it's like this thing that you hang upside down in.
It's a teeter.
Teeter.
I've seen that, yes.
So Todd Haley was using this teeter during Hard Knocks, if you remember, in Hugh Jackson's office. He was down on the teeter. And he was upside down. He said it felt great. So Jerry's got some back stuff. He needs a teeter. Got to get him a teeter.
What do you need my help with?
To get the teeter.
I don't know.
Call 1-800-628-8851 and get your teeter yourself.
Well, that's not going to get me the teeter. That'll get me something else that I don't need. But I don't know. Maybe you could make a call.
To who?
The teeter people, man.
I have no idea who they are. I know what it is.
These teeter feeder. Let's go.
I can't imagine me laying upside down and trying to get myself
me
out of that.
Me neither.
Thing.
But the people look fantastic on the infomercial.
How do you get yourself out of that?
You think you need some help. I think you need someone to flip you back up.
I mean, can you do it by yourself? You have to be able to do it by yourself, right?
I think you can, yes.
So it's not like you're a bug on your back and you can't get back up.
No, I think you'll be fine. I think you use your arms to push yourself back over. It's a tremendous balancing.
Now, what's that one you saw recently where the people were like squatting on something? Remember that? That whole...
The squatty potty?
No, not the squatty potty. It was all butt thing. You showed me the video.
I don't remember.
They were sitting on your butt, Jerry?
But you love
me.
You were trying to get yourself a bubble butt?
Well, that's what's always on when we come in here.
No, I know. It's great. It really
butt guys.
There you go.
Butt guys.
All right, so we'll work on. Maybe the teeter people are listening. You never know. It's amazing what the audience could produce a teeter person. And then all of a sudden, you got a teeter at your house.
Straighten out my back.
Right.
Let's sell some teeters.
No dog, but a teeter in the Recco household.
Yes.
All right, Jerry's here with the update. What's going on, Jerry?
We are brought to you by Winners Brothers Waste Systems, Long Island's number one choice for all your waste collection and recycling needs. Visit winnersbros.com, winnersbros.com. What do we have going on? Well, it's your pick. You want to start with the football? Let's go there since that's how you started the show. Packers, Niners last night at Lambeau Field, and San Francisco put up a hell of a fight, so much so that they were leading this game late before Aaron Rodgers worked his magic and got the game even.
Rodgers in the shotgun formation. He gets the snap and he backpedals three. He cocks his arm and throws a pass in the back of the end zone. Backpedaling catch. Touchdown! A backpedaling two-handed catch in the corner. Davante Adams. A strike of 16 yards. And Green Bay is an extra point away from tying this game.
And last week you would have said, hold your breath. But Mason Crosby had himself a good night. Tied the game at 30. And then after a three and out with an interception, but really more like a punt of an interception, the Packers found their way down the field again in the final couple of minutes to set up Crosby for this.
A 27-yard field goal try. Ball put down. Right-footed kick to our right is up, and it is good! Zeros on the clock. Green Bay has won! The Packers have come from behind to win it.
And shades of Chris Carlin last night.
Pandemonium at Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
Oh, no.
So Kevin Harlan.
The guy is drunk.
So I got to tell you, something did happen last night.
He was with his daughter.
Yeah, that's right. His daughter was working the sidelines for Westwood One. And you have to remember, his dad was the president of the Packers for about two decades.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, he loved doing the games at Green Bay Packers, you know, at Lambeau Field, because, you know, that's his childhood.
Yeah, it's very, very cool.
Very cool. So Kevin Harlan, Westwood One on the fan, 33-30. The Packers go to 3-2-1 as they beat San Francisco, who falls to 1-5. Rodgers, another 400-yard game, 425 yards passing last night, two touchdowns. Davante Adams, a buck 32. He caught two of them. Here was Rodgers giving credit to Mason Crosby, says he got plenty of support this week.
The guys to kind of wrap our arms around them and encourage them the way that we do for our teammates was was great.
And big bounce back game for him.
That's why I'm with you, Jerry.
You okay?
Yeah, always supporting you, trying to give you, you know.
You never hug me, but yeah.
Well.
Which is a good thing, because you usually break people's ribs around here.
Oh, well.
So keep your distance.
Okay.
That's
but I'm
cool.
just I'm just sound like I'm always I always got your back, kid. Don't you worry about it.
I do appreciate that.
When you have a bad update or anything, it's okay. We
it's
deal
usually
with it. We move
few
on.
Few and far between.
No, you've made a few mistakes.
I'm sure more bad shows by you than bad updates by me, but I mean,
but I've noticed this nastiness and aggressiveness from you this week, and I don't know what's going on.
That's not true.
I mean, just because you got one Dallas Cowboy pick right, it's
right,
like
well,
now all of a sudden we got to just deal with it the whole week.
In fairness, would you not agree? I mean, I went out on a limb. I didn't say they were going to win. I said they were going to blow them out.
And I gave you all the credit in the world.
I know. And you guys
but
picked
you just
them
keep,
to lose.
You just like, yeah.
To where Greg was laughing at me.
No, I wasn't laughing.
You were laughing. When I said in a route, you could hear you laughing.
I wasn't. It was more like, whoa.
Jerry, are you that insecure?
No, no, but facts are facts.
Like he is, right?
So we like to highlight the facts.
I was more like happy that
what
you
What did Boomer get right a couple weeks ago, Eddie, that he was in our headset? Hey, didn't I predict that? I predicted that, right? I predicted that.
The sun was
going to
come up?
No, no. Remember he predicted
that was a Yankee
like four
score, 7-2.
Oh, that's right.
And he nailed one of them.
Yeah.
And he wanted, when he walked in, he said, make sure you get the prediction. Right?
Right, correct.
Are you insecure, Boomer?
No, not at all.
All right. So when you get it right.
I just sense that you are because I this no. nastiness and this tenseness.
Who's nasty?
I did
get a
text.
I had a puppy on my lap yesterday. I'm good.
I did get a text yesterday from someone I trust who listens to a lot of radio and said, there's something different about Jerry the last week or so.
Right, exactly.
And I'm not kidding.
What would that be?
No, just that he seems angrier or something. Like there's something going on. Like he's firing shots left and right. There's something going on. And it's coming across on the air. And I said, I don't know.
I'm doing what I've done for 10 years. I make a prediction that's right. We're gonna tell everybody. Just like when I make it wrong.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah. I don't blame you. That was a great one. You nailed that one.
40-7, in case you forgot the final score.
In a route.
That
yes.
would be a route. Yeah. I called that, just in case you weren't sure. Here's Mike McCarthy, impressed by the final drive.
Aaron's had great ones throughout the years, and I just, you know, the time and just really the menu, the operation.
The menu.
The menu.
The play calls.
The operation. How about Terry Bradshaw said that he would rather have Mike McCarthy than Aaron Rodgers if he had the choice? He would. Someone came up to him and said, all right, you got to go forward with the Packers. You're keeping one or the other. Who would you pick? He said Mike McCarthy. I mean, is he completely nuts now? Like, I know he was 80%
there. A long time.
When was he asked that?
On, let's see.
Don't tell me Twitter.
No. He was a guest on a show.
Oh, okay.
He was a guest on one of those opinion talk shows that are all the rage on television.
You know what? There are certain quarterbacks that just transcend whoever they're playing with, whoever they're playing for, and they're so gifted that, you know, it's obvious to everybody watching it.
Yeah.
Like, this is the guy that's doing it. A lot of people will tell you that their offense is basically about as exotic as, you know, a high school offense, and that Aaron Rodgers, his arm strength and his ability to put the ball wherever he wants to, and his ability to throw in the run and be and improvise is what makes that team.
Yeah. So it was a long time ago that he said it on Speak for Yourself, but it was resurfacing yesterday because it was so stupid. It was one of those things.
I would love to see him play in the Rams offense.
Oh,
that,
my goodness.
You know, you had Sean McVay and Aaron Rodgers. Now, look, Jared Goff is doing great, and he's going to get a lot of consideration for MVP when the season's over with. But if you put Aaron Rodgers in that offense, could you imagine what that would look like?
Can I just I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying. Amazing quarterback, great arm strength, all of that. Wonderful. What would we be saying this morning if the great Aaron Rodgers lost at home to the Niners last night on Monday Night Football if it wasn't for a flag on Richard Sherman?
Their defense sucks.
Yeah, and C.J. Beathard played amazingly well for a backup quarterback. We'd be saying that, most likely.
Right. I mean, but that would be a 2-3-1 team.
Yeah, right.
But you would think is going nowhere fast.
I mean, he's still some of those throws.
I am not arguing with you.
No, I know, but we wouldn't be crushing Aaron Rodgers.
It's kind of to your point about where the money is allocated and what you have around you.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't receive a lot of criticism.
You know, three of those four teams in that division, the Packers, Vikings, and Lions, all have significant money tied up in their quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So they have to be the reason why they win games.
Well, here is Richard Sherman. He was flagged for an illegal contact on a third and he wasn't crazy or nothing. It was 3rd and 15 on the game tying drive. Rodgers was sacked likely you would have think would have punted at that point because it would have been fourth and forever. Now, Sherman gets the down and distance wrong, which is amazing, but he was asked what happens on the penalty.
I covered him. You know, he gave me an outside release. We kind of ran into each other a little bit, and then I looked like a sack on the play. I didn't look back and see it, and it was flat.
He actually thought it was fourth and 19, not third and 15, but whatever.
Well, it was fourth and 19 after the play.
After, but he says on that fourth and 19,
I hit him. Okay.
He says, we played with fire with Rodgers on the other side.
You know, that gave him a shot to win the game, and that's all he needs. You know, he can do it. He can do it.
And you mentioned C.J. Beathard in the loss, 16 of 23, 245, two touchdowns, and that late interception.
And that kid's making a name for himself. You know, at the worst, he'll be a long-term backup in the league. And maybe at the best, if he continues to play well, maybe somebody gives him a shot like Case Keenum got this year.
Yeah, he's one of those guys that I think a lot of people are going to give Kyle Shanahan the credit because there's a lot of guys running wide open. He's making the throws, unfortunately, for Beathard, but he's playing better than I ever thought. But, I mean, C.J. Beathard's one of those guys that's benefiting from a genius offensive coach, too.
Speaking of geniuses, let's go to Tom in New Jersey. What's happening, Tom?
Hey, Boomer and Gino. I was everybody's giving Jerry all this credit for his Dallas pick. Has anybody given Boomer credit for his pick that New England would beat Kansas City by three in a shootout on Sunday night?
Well, of course,
Thinking Tom Brady to win on Sunday Night Football, going out on a limb.
Hey, Tom, actually, no, they're not. And thank you for bringing it up. I appreciate it. You're a good man. You call
Tom, you're a good man.
You're a good man.
Wait, didn't you pick the Patriots to cover and it was 3.5?
I said the Patriots in a shootout by 3.
So you picked the Chiefs to cover? Because
I picked the Patriots to win.
It was 3.5.
Whatever makes him right is what he picked. Then just
I'm
shut up.
I don't care if I'm right or wrong with the picks, man. I'm not betting on it, man. So it doesn't matter.
Eddie, you're an ass face.
Jets wide receiver Quincy Enunwa will miss at least 3 weeks with a high ankle sprain. Nothing to laugh at there. Marcus May will miss at least three weeks with a high ankle sprain,
right? So Olivier Vernon missed, what, 6 games?
Yeah, long time.
6 games, and that happened a couple of weeks before the season
right,
started.
Right, really so these weeks. High ankle sprains, man, they're the worst. And obviously, no matter what position you play, but the position of wide receiver, you know, they're thinking 3 weeks.
At least 3 weeks. Is
yeah, this is going to be like this could be like an Aaron Judge situation.
We'll see him in November.
We'll see him in November. Yeah, I would think.
It depends. Well, 3 weeks is November, isn't it? At this point,
well, that's true. So, right.
Late November, early December, maybe. I mean, those high ankle strains are a bitch, man.
Yeah, it's basically like a broken leg. The pain, they say, it's about the equivalent to it.
And Seahawks owner, Microsoft founder Paul Allen passed away. He was just 65 years old, had a recurrence of cancer that they announced just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that came back after 10 years. After 10 years, and then it obviously became extremely aggressive. Now, the interesting thing here is that, you know, he's not married and doesn't have any kids.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So I guess one of the questions yesterday, what happens to the Seahawks now moving forward? And the family did want to obviously get down there in deference to the fact that they're dealing with a death. And we all understand that. But there is a, you know, there's a question of like now, where do they go?
What he owns the there? Blazers, too.
Right.
Of the NBA. Brewers Dodgers last night and an early start for Milwaukee.
Buehner from the stretch. Here he comes again. And Braun sends one in the air to left down the line and into the corner. It's going to get off the wall. They're going to try to score Yelich.
Is the great Bob Uecker on Brewers Radio.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Did you see Bob Uecker's Hall of Fame speech when he got the Ford C. Frick Award?
No, I don't think I did.
All right, you got to go watch this thing. It was hilarious. For some reason, I was watching this game last night, and I YouTube Bob Uecker.
You went to a YouTube hole.
I did.
You did.
Yes. And there he was giving his Ford C. Frick Award.
How long ago was this? What'd you say?
Oh man, it was a while ago, but it was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. And everybody in the audience, all the Hall of Famers that were there, Bob Costas looking like he was 19 years old was there. So this had to be like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, maybe. I don't know.
Well,
he was hilarious. You got to watch it. You got to watch it.
Now what? In the 70s, I guess, maybe even 80. I forget when we checked it a few weeks ago. Still doing games, and the Brewers wound up beating the Dodgers 4-0. Orlando Arcia with a 2-run homer in the 7th inning off of Walker Buehler, who pitched 7 innings. How about that in a playoff game? But 4-0 the final as Milwaukee takes 2-1 lead in the NLCS. Here is Craig Counsell. He says his team came through like Arcia. With the home run,
Orlando's, you know, always been a guy that, you know, you want to put a moment on him.
And he certainly came through in the moment. Here's a moment that Kike Hernandez is likely going to want to take back at some point, and we'll get to why in just a moment. Here was Hernandez on the atmosphere at Dodger Stadium last night.
We had no energy. The stadium had no energy. The fans had no energy. So overall, it was a pretty bad game for everybody that calls himself Dodgers.
Yeah, right. It's L.A., man. You know?
But when you directly go after the fans, you're going to get comments like this on Twitter. Kike Hernandez called out the L.A. fans in his post-game interview. Wow, you guys got shut out on five hits. Do your job and the fans will pick you up. That was from Uncle Winkles.
Oh, Uncle Winkles.
Uncle Winkles, yeah.
Disgraceful comments by Kike Hernandez. Did he want the fans to put a banana suit on and twerk like idiots like he does? I'm not sure what that means. I actually like the guy, but the players lost this game. That's from Bend Over.
He's back.
Yes. And there are comment after comment. He just got murdered, as you can imagine, on social media after
that. Never win when you go after the fans.
And then there's the story of Yasmani Grandal. Now,
This is the guy he won in the Mets, yes.
And I'll stand by that. But he's not having a great postseason. No. He's having trouble blocking balls like someone else we might know in this area.
Mm-hmm.
He last night missed one, led to a run. He said, quote, after the game, "I think it's driving you guys more nuts than it's driving me." Not a great comment.
Oh, boy.
See you in the World Series, Milwaukee.
Yeah, see you.
It is over for the Dodgers.
Yeah, that's a tough one, so he's not going to start tonight. Astros-Red Sox, Game 3 of the ALCS. That series tied 1-1. Dallas Keuchel takes on Nathan Eovaldi. First pitch, 5:09. 2018 NBA season begins tonight. Sixers and Celtics in Boston, Warriors and Thunder at Golden State. That's it. You got the doubleheader. Tomorrow, Nets open in Detroit. Knicks will open against the Hawks tomorrow. Tonight, the Rangers home for the Avalanche. Devils take on the Stars on the Devils Hockey Network on radio.com.
And Jerry, there's a listener who will donate a teeter to the show if you'd like one.
Really?
Yes.
Just like that.
I'm listening.
All right, good. So it's on Twitter. Go figure it all out.
Go get your teeter, Jerry. Way,
Bob Uecker was inducted back in 2003.
Okay, so 15 years ago. Got it.
Hilarious, though. You got to watch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.